America's economic crisis isn't just affecting Wall Street and the federal government. It's also putting a major strain on the states, which are scrambling to figure out whether to slash services. Pamela Prah is a reporter for Stateline.org, an online news site that focuses on state politics and policy issues, and she's in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
How will the federal bailout package affect the states?
Well, I'm sure the states are quite happy about the news Friday regarding the bailout. In many respects, states are just like businesses trying to get loans. The credit crunch was really affecting states.
So governors, this is going to help them because they do need the credit. But are there things missing? Are there some things that the states wish were included in the bailout?
Well, that's a bit of a controversy among the governors. Most Democrats were hoping that the Congress, in addition to the bailout, would also approve a second stimulus package. And in it, they were hoping for more money for health care, for fixing roads, and other things like that. Republicans, many Republicans thought, you know, we don't need that yet. We don't need that yet.
How is the economic crisis filtering down to the states?
Well, if you and I probably looked at our 401k and just about died, the amount that we took a hit these last couple of weeks. And so what are we going to do? We're going to maybe go out less to eat, maybe not shop as much. So that means the states are getting less sales tax revenue. And then if you lose your job, that's the income tax that states also won't be getting.
So what are the states doing to deal with all of this?
Even before the hit on Wall Street, states like California, Arizona, Nevada, and Florida were already taking a beating because they were really hit hard by the housing slump. And the reason that it hit the states so hard is that if you're not buying a house, you're not paying real estate taxes, and you're not buying big-ticket items like refrigerators and new carpeting and home improvements. And these states, they had a huge housing boom, and then that dropped considerably, and they weren't ready for it. So they took a huge cut in their tax revenues. So California, for instance, they just finished their budget, and they laid off 10,000 part-time and temporary employees, and they're not calling them back.
What about Florida?
Florida, what they did is they cut as well. They dipped into their rainy day fund, but they cut areas like programs for the disabled. The disabled community is very upset. There have been all kinds of protests in Florida. They've also cut funding for nursing homes, and they've cut funding for schools. In fact, the voters a couple years ago approved a ballot measure wanting the class size smaller. And now the state's saying, well, you know what? We're not sure we can afford it.
So states getting ready their 2009 budgets, 2010 budgets. That seems, you know, grim times ahead. How is this going to affect the spending plans for the future?
That's the big question, because a lot of the governors and a lot of the states were trying new things, especially on health care. Because we have gridlock here in Washington, D.C., states were expanding those programs. And now you can see the governors and states thinking, okay, well, maybe we have to step back. Let's see what we can do with what we have.
Pamela Prah is a reporter for Stateline.org, an online journalism site that focuses on state policy issues, and she joined us in our studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.